This is a screencast for COW, the Semantic Diff and Merge System. The problem we were trying to solve is that normal diff and merge programs act on plain text. Computer programs have an inherent underlying structure, and we wanted to take advantage of this structure to provide a more accurate and higher level diff and merge. The approach was simple. We just parsed each program and diffed the search trees. So let's start with a simple example. Here we have a JavaScript file with two functions, and here we have one where one of the functions was moved and some variables were renamed. So we just run the diff command and then look at the output. So here we see that the move was noticed despite the renamed variables. So the functions are in fact different, but our move detection can robustly detect similar subtrees in a diff. So this is the sort of higher level information which we can use to create a more accurate and more useful diff. Now, apart from diffing, we also approach merging. And so the question is how to find conflicts in a three-way merge. So here is an example using the ASTs directly. Now this is just the base AST, so this is the base of the merge. It's exactly the same file as before. So now we go down, we have two different people changing it. On the left, we have somebody who just renamed some of the variables, and on the right, we have somebody who moved one of the functions. So now we want to do a three-way merge between these. And the question is, how would we find the conflicts between these two diffs? And the very clever answer turned out to be we would just diff the two trees using our tree diff algorithm. And this gives us a diff of diffs, which can then be very easily simplified to a very useful conflicted diff. So this is just a diff annotated with the potential conflicts. And here, this lets us very easily isolate actions. So here we see that we have a conflict between two actions, the move and the renaming. And one of the advantages here is that this lets us make everything more discrete. So instead of being bound by where the code was, we actually have a logical approach to isolating changes. And additionally, this would let us much more easily combine the two. So with a normal tool like Git, you would have to manually resolve the conflict. So you would say, for example, I want to move it, and then you would have to manually rename, or you would rename the variables and then manually move it. Here, you'd be able to interactively merge both changes, accepting both of them, so both moving the function and renaming the variables. Yes.